Yo, everyone, this is a little treat for you on your podcast feed. It's a clip from Extra Ish, our weekly Patreon podcast. If you want the rest, you gotta sub to our Patreon, link in the show notes. But for now, enjoy. Yeah, so there was an article that I read. The Goldman Sachs boss, David Solomon, he's basically come out and said, listen, remote work, it's not the new normal and it's an aberration. And he can't wait to basically get his team back into the offices. And he's framed it in a way of saying, listen, we've got 3,000 new recruits and that they need mentorship, direct mentorship. I mean, if it's anything like that TV show, The Internship, they can miss
wow.
me there.
For sure,
but you know what I'm saying? Because I don't know nothing about this world. But essentially, he's like, listen, I don't want to... a class of young people coming to Goldman Sachs and just looking at their laptop remotely, right? Now, I think most of the data indicates that most companies are now basically switching to a hybrid model or are now considering remote as kind of, you know, part of their plans
yeah.
going forward. So I think he's the aberration, really. But what do you think? Like, are there certain companies that they're just not on it? Like, or there's obviously, do you think there are certain companies where it makes more sense to speak in the way he's speaking?
I think it's one of those things where it's just like his version of reality and his truth and his concept of how people build connections and manage relationships is just shaped by his experience and the time that he's coming from. And, you know, he's talking about the new recruits coming into Goldman Sachs and how worried he is they're not going to get the mentorship that they need. But this is like a digital first generation for the most part. These are people that have been building connections through screens for the majority of their life. And so for me, it's not about whether or not they can even be a remote company. It's, are they willing to adapt to that? Do you see what I'm saying? And I think that to me is just like a sign of their unwillingness to change. If you're worried about them getting mentorship, then you need to like think more critically about how people's work days are split up across work and relationship development. And then you need to like come up with a few different ways to test new ways of developing relationships in this new reality. This idea of like, oh, people have to be in an office to be productive. Like, we already know that's not true, right? For people to be productive, they just need to be in an environment that suits them. And that's different for different people based on their needs and their lived experience. They need to be in an environment that suits them. They need to have clear expectations of what they're supposed to be working on. They need to have a lot of regular feedback. And then they need to have breaks and rest and not be overworked. Yeah. And if you're going to meet all of those things, your company is going to do well. And we have seen the proof of the pudding in so many remote first companies, whether that's Buffer, you know, Airbnb is now going remote. So many big companies are going remote. So yeah, I think for me, it's just like, it's just a resistance to change. It's a resistance to change. And it's a laziness. It's like, do it now because it's going to happen eventually. 100 years from now, you think people are going to be in offices?
Yeah, I think, yeah, they won't be. And I think he's just, it's hard to teach an old dog new tricks. And I think if you spent your career working for 30 years in a certain way, and he probably came up, you know, as a junior person in this way. So it's hard, for, you know, for him to understand. But I don't even want to frame it as like, oh, you know, these old stodgy companies not getting it. Because I think even Netflix, from what I recollect, their founder and CEO was like, you know, this isn't optimal for what we're trying to do. The thing is, I think the case for remote work, I think we try to frame it as complete positives, where it's a bit disingenuous to be like, it's 1,000 times better. There are obviously certain downsides beyond the personal aspect of loneliness and whatever, but there is obviously a thing where you're not really going to know your coworkers as well, and you're not really going to be able to maybe collaborate as well. I don't have data on that, but like, it's just my human instinct. Human beings were designed for face-to-face contact. We just were, right? But I think to me, the hybrid model is the optimal way, just based on my own instinct and intuition. I've got a remote first company primarily because we're still a scale-up, still a startup. Like, we're still growing our company. So it doesn't make sense for me to have some flipping, you know, flash offices, right? But if I could, if I had an unlimited budget, I probably would be like, okay, we have an office. You can come in if you want on these days, and the rest of it, you can work from home, right? Because I do think personal connection does matter. But
yeah, like a bank of desks in a co-working space. You're not going to rent somewhere, are you?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I think, yeah, let's watch this space. I think the vaccines are coming here through. So hopefully once this pandemic is over, we'll know for certain.
Yeah.
What's going to carry on?
Optimizing for the individual's needs, you know, coming back to my point, means that, yes, like you said, it's also about creating the opportunity to not work in an office. Some people living on their mom's sofa. Some people have kids running around the place. So yeah, I think you're right. It's about having that hybrid, but just being too deterministic about this is the best way to work, it just feels old school, man.
But then also, like, you will find the people that want that kind of work environment will select companies where it's not remote, and the people that want remote will go to the companies where it is remote.
Yeah.
And my gut instinct is that the non-remote companies will start to lose out. They'll realize they're losing out on absolute, like, world-class talent and be like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying?